This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Jack, I want to ask you, I think you're the right person to ask this. I wanted to go to three events that I couldn't. But I want to ask you about Live With It from Ballet Lab. How was it?
It was challenging, confronting. I found it confronting. It pushed my limits. It pushed my comfort zone, put it that way.
And please explain what it is as well.
Okay, Ballet Labs, that's Philip Adams and Andrew Hayswinkle. Live With It, it was a multi-form performance tackling the subject around an HIV diagnosis. They've been working with our client base and other people impacted upon by HIV for 18 months. And people performed in various ways. It was through the narrative, performance, or various visual art forms. So it tackled the subject in many, many different formats. There was diversity in its performance around the diversity of issues people confronted. The disappointing thing, I think, was that The Age did a review of it and said that we had exploited the client base or those living with HIV. And sadly, they couldn't be further from the truth because I've known the people who were involved in that process. And they were eager and keen to participate and tell their story. And it enhanced their sense of well-being, really. And there's the old adage many years ago, talk with us, not about us. Well, Philip Adams and Andrew from Ballet Lab have been talking with the client base for 18 months. And sadly, The Age reporter just talked about them.
Now,
Go on.
Now, status at the Arts Centre.
Now, Status was great. I saw that last weekend. Very powerful. That was tackling the subject around HIV stigma. Very powerful play at the Arts Centre, directed by Cameron Menzies and put on by Michelle Barber and Stephen Barber. Michelle will be well known to the Joy listeners for her program here. And it was real-life stories performed by professional actors around exploring the issues around HIV stigma. And the most powerful thing out of that was we all need to continue to look into ourselves in every way to combat our own issues around stigma. We internalize it, we do it without even thinking. So it hasn't gone away, which is why the Enough campaign is so important. It was very powerful and I'm glad I saw it.
Great. Now the third one will be the Stuart Black auction at the Laird.
Good old Stuart Black. I remember seeing him many years ago.
I just wanted to ask you, Jack, could you explain to the listener exactly who Stuart Black was?
Stuart Black was an artist of many years standing. He did lots of artworks and he used to work, I think, at the Laird many, many years ago. He was a friend of the people at the Laird and Bill Saunders.
Indeed. Bill Saunders explained on the night of the auction that he and Stuart at one time were actually working behind the bar together at the Laird Hotel.
Yes. And there were lots and lots of art put up, and thanks to Bill. And Stuart died a number of years ago now. Mm-hmm. And the good thing with that was some of his art was auctioned off and proceeds would be shared between the Victorian College of the Arts, where there's a scholarship in Stuart's name, and for the David Williams Fund, the Emergency Financial and Distress Fund at VAC. And lots of paintings were put up for sale, and I didn't get a chance to see that one. Tex, you were there?
I got there when it had finished, actually. Oh. So I got to see successful people picking up their paintings.
But we got some good proceeds and lots of good works, and there'll be another round of auction artworks, I think.
Oh, that's good. Maybe I'll get in that time. Now, Jack, I asked Buddy the same question. Yes. I'd like to ask you if you have one highlight from the week that was AIDS 2014 last week. What would that be? And again, why?
Well, I only saw one thing at the conference, which was beyond the artistic forms, and that was HIV and Ageing, 30 Years On and What Have We Learned? And that was presented by Lizzie Craig from VAC and Heather Morgan and Alex Nikolovsky. It was well attended, and the most important aspect of that was, what have we learned? Well, not that much, really, because there's a lot of ignorance and fear and stigma creeping back into clinical services. And research was done by the RDNS, by Liz Croc, which touched on this. So I think it's a very real issue, and we need to keep tackling that and look at that report, look at that research to address some of those issues.
Well, as people with HIV are aging in the community, it is an issue which is going to have a life and is going to be is going to live beyond the conference, for
That's
sure.
That's right. Tex, you're also busy, and I know you're marching through the streets of Melbourne on the mobilisation march, and they ended up at the vigil. Can you tell us about the march and how that played out?
Oh, look, it was really exciting. I know that people expected the march to be much bigger, but the march was as big as it needed to be. It was the mobilisation march is an important part of each conference, as the conferences are in a different city every 2 years, and the next one will be in Durban in South Africa. Mm. But the mobilisation march gives everybody a chance to have their say about their issue. So there were people talking about the repeal of the Criminal Act Against HIV.
That's 19A.
Thank you. I couldn't remember it, so thank you.
Yep.
There were people talking about HIV in general. There were people talking about women with HIV, heterosexual people with HIV, children with HIV, men who have sex with men with HIV. All different sorts of issues were covered in the march. And it gave people a chance to rant and to rave and to agree to a degree to get out the feelings that people repress at a lot of times, and to exercise the vocal cords, I think is a good way to say it.
And there were still several thousand people marching.
Oh, indeed. There were over 5,000 or 6,000 people marching. Yeah, yeah. It was a block and a half long as it was going down the street. It looked very good, and it held up traffic, which is great. We love that with a march. And then it ended up with the candlelight vigil, and the candlelight vigil, of course, has been special to me for many years. Hope and Remembrance, it was wonderful because there was a performance by two of the stars of Wicked, the musical. There were people with HIV talking about living with the virus, and there was a time to raise candles up high, and we must thank Living Positive Victoria, who organised the candlelight vigil, because they got some fantastic electric candles, so there was no problem with wax dripping into Federation Square. And when people lifted those candles, they looked sensational.
So Tex, you have been asking everyone about their one highlight, and only one, I must repeat.
Okay.
I want to ask you the same thing. What was your one highlight of AIDS 2014?
Okay. My one highlight. Oh, dear. All right. Bob Geldof was there, Sir Bob. He was talking about the how poverty leads to HIV, how HIV can lead to poverty. I got to see him twice, which was brilliant. He gave a one-hour conversation where he was talking with Waheed Ali from the ABC, from ABC Television and Radio, and he had a conversation about how HIV fuels, if you like, homelessness and poverty, and likewise how they fuel HIV, which was a wonderful, wonderful session. It was a sold out, you know, you had to queue and the room filled up. And then on the last day of the conference in the and this is the one point, during the closing plenary, Bob Geldof spoke again. He was meant to speak for 10 minutes, but he spoke for about 25 minutes. He was going up and down the stage talking, and just it was a train of thought that he was just expressing. And again, it was about HIV. It was about homelessness. It was about poverty. But it brought the conference all together. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing to experience, and I was privileged, so I do thank the organisation that sponsored me to go, the Australasian Society of HIV Medicine. So thanks, Asham. Great. Now, Carlos, my dear, Carlos, what can you tell us about the Sex on Premises venues tours that were conducted as part of the program for AIDS 2014?
Yes, indeed. Look, the Sex on Premises venues tour, we organised the Outreach Project and the Sexual Adventures Man Project from VAC. Organised this tour for delegates. And we basically got organizations, organized social groups like Vic Bears, Vic Leather involved. We involved the Department of Health. We involved the Sex on Premises venues, and of course the outreach volunteers. We went to three Sex on Premises venues. We started at Circuit. After that, we went to Club 80, where the department representative of the Department of Health talked about how they how a Sex on Premises venue is supposed to be run in Victoria. The outreach volunteers were there talking about the outreach work. And then we ended up at Wet on Wellington, where we talk about the Sound Project, and I had two people, one from Vic Leather and the other one from Vic Bears, talking about how they get involved with VAC and what kind of work we do. We had people from Singapore, United States, South Africa, a lot from Queensland, Melbourne as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a mix, basically.
It'd be quite intriguing for many people from overseas, wouldn't it, where they wouldn't have sex on premises.
Exactly. Yeah, it was very interesting to for them to see how, first, how closely we work with the Department of Health, and second, how what kind of work we actually do.
Now, Carlos, we're talking about the highlights for AIDS 2014. And if I asked you that same question, what would your highlight be and why?
I have to say, I got to practice my Spanish.
You have to practice your Spanish.
I know. I met the lady who is in charge of an organization in Dominican Republic, who is transvestite sex workers.
Okay.
And she was talking about human rights and how difficult it is for them to actually get any job done with government, basically. And others like that just remind me of how lucky we are actually here in Australia to do the job that we do. I met as well with a lady representative of Venezuelan Positive Women. Excellent, you know, to share notes and get to talk about what's happening here and there.
Sounds good.
And once again, we're lucky.
We're very lucky.
Time goes really fast when you're having such fun.
It does indeed, Joel. Yes. We're nearing the end of another episode of Well, Well, Well. Now, John, we at the start of the show, we thanked all of the volunteers, and there were loads of volunteers, hundreds of volunteers, in fact, that helped us across the course of the conference. But there's someone else we need to thank.
Well, that's right, and that's Murray. Murray Say is our volunteer coordinator, because he recruited, in addition to our normal volunteer base of about 300 volunteers, he recruited an extra 400 volunteers over the course of 2 to 3 months to cover those 35 events. They were international, local, and affiliated events. There were weekly information briefing sessions for the volunteers, and the rosters that went with all of those events was quite a huge task. So, Murray, we take our hat off to you, mate.
And we have another person, Alan, who won't be listening to us, we know, because at the moment he's in Turkey, although he's on holidays in Turkey. He could be listening on the Joy app, or he could be listening online via joy.org.au. But the last time I saw, he wasn't. He was posting lots of photos on Facebook of his first day in Turkey, and it looked absolutely sensational. We do need to thank our guest for today, Buddy, who came in. Thank you, Buddy, for coming into the studio.
Thanks, Buddy. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for staying with us. This has been Carlos, Jack, and Tex, part of the Well, Well, Well team from the Victorian AIDS Council, VAC.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.